Have a rather simple message this morning, lest we forget. And I desire an interest in your prayers for me and for all of us, that our hearts would be open and attentive and willing for the Spirit of God to speak to us individually. That it's not just a message to a group of people that is received the same, but that God would use it to speak where we live, to encourage us and challenge us. We spent a good bit of time on numerous occasions talking about and reflecting on where Jesus said, "Nevertheless, will I find faith when I return?" And two Sundays ago, we preached a message about faith being a condition of the heart. Last Sunday, preached a message about the thought of, but if not. Words that the three Hebrew children spoke to the king in the midst of a very strong battle for them. They said, "Our God's able to deliver us, but," and this is my words now, "but if things don't go like we would like it to go in the flesh, and if things don't go according to the request that we make of our God that we be delivered, He's able to deliver us, but if not, if He doesn't, we're going to trust anyway." And this morning I feel impressed to bring a related message to these things, but maybe from a slightly different perspective. We as human beings live in a world, and as we are created, as being human as we are, we live to survive. Some people in other countries and other places, that term means a whole lot more to them than it does to most of us when we say we live to survive. There are many people that literally are working to survive, stay alive. We do too. But beyond that, there is something within us that seeks fulfillment, inward fulfillment. There is something in all of us, every person, that desires to experience soul peace, don't we? All of us. And I'm thinking today that in light of what we have been speaking here over the last few weeks about faith, I've been thinking about the connection between faith and peace. And that it's important that we make space for peace. I have a question. Is it possible to have great faith in God, but no peace? Is it possible to have faith, I won't say great faith, is it possible to have faith in God? Is it possible to be a people of faith and yet live absent of soul peace? We often say that we have faith in God, don't we? And I would guess that perhaps everyone here this morning, that your testimony is that you have faith in God. It's my testimony that I have faith in God. But I fear that too often, that while that is our testimony, and I believe it is a testimony of the heart, I believe that too often we live and operate with our gas tank low on the peace front. Too many do. Sometimes I believe that the Lord has more peace for me. And yet, we profess faith in God. I think that when we don't have peace in our hearts, it is an indicator that we're low on faith. I believe they're close coupled and they go hand in hand. I want to have great peace in my life. Don't you? Does anybody here just want to have minimal peace in life? Who just wants to have just a little bit of peace? Don't all of us desire to be able to live life and have great peace? I want to have great peace in my life. I don't want to just have a little bit of peace. And that's the focus this morning of this little message. The Bible says something about great peace. And it goes like this. In Psalms 119, 165, it says, "Great peace have they which love thy law." Great peace have they which love and embrace and accept my way, God's way. And it said, "Nothing shall offend them." Great peace have they which love my law, and nothing shall offend them. Peace and conscience. When I lay down at night, and the day is done, and it gets quiet, that I have peace in my heart, knowing that if God were to come back tonight and I were to stand before Him at the judgment, that I'm at peace by the grace of God. I'm at peace with knowing that my sins are forgiven and that I'm being led by Jesus Christ. Great peace have they which love, which believe into my law. Great peace of they which have joy in the Holy Spirit. Those that joy in knowing that God's Spirit Himself lives and dwells in my life and in my heart. And I have peace knowing that the Lord is my shepherd, lives within me, and that it's more than an idea, and it's more than something that I come and hear about on Sunday or read about every so often, but it's something that's personal and internal. And I joy in knowing that I'm acquainted with and I house by the grace of God the Holy Spirit that says, "This is the way, walk ye in it." And that I have a Holy Spirit that convicts me and corrects me when I need correction to keep me on the way that leads to life. And that I joy in having a Holy Spirit that comforts me in those times that I need comfort. Great peace have they which rest in the Lord, where our faith is such that, "Lord, You know all things. Lord, You are my God. Lord, You promised to be with me always and to help me through life. Lord, I can rest in that when I don't understand." and nothing shall offend me. Nothing shall be the cause of stumbling, or nothing shall be the cause of getting in the way of removing these conditions of heart that we've just reflected on. And now in the new covenant dispensation, where Jesus said that the law came by Moses, but grace and truth by Jesus Christ. And where Jesus also said that He didn't come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill it. That now in this dispensation, perhaps we as a people today can say that great peace have they which believe into and love and trust in grace and truth. Great peace have they which believe into the law of God, His way, His righteousness, His truth. Folks, Jesus Christ is the embodiment of peace. You say, well, I know I've heard that before. I've heard that a lot of times. In fact, that's not something that I would be surprised to hear when I come to church, that Jesus is the very embodiment of peace. But folks, we err when we try to find soul peace in things temporal and things of the flesh. We err when we endeavor to find soul peace in our own works. We err when we strive to find soul and internal peace through the acceptance of other people. Do you believe that? All of these things have a place in life, but they by themselves are simply not going to bring the peace that we look for in life. And it doesn't matter. It matters not if there are those that say, well, I'm really not that interested in real religious things or spiritual matters. That's just not where my heart is. I'm more interested in these other things over here. It doesn't matter where we think our interests lie. Peace is only going to come through Jesus Christ for every single person, period. That's it. No other way. And it's only when we create free and unfettered space, get a hold of this. It is only when we create free and unfettered space on an ongoing basis for Jesus that we start to live with peace in our lives. Peace that is on hand when both the expected and the unexpected knock on our door and visit us. Why? How? Because we make space for peace. We make space for Jesus in all times of our life. Have you ever found that sometimes we endeavor to draw closer to Jesus when things are going bad? Have you ever noticed that people call on the name of the Lord when things aren't going very well for you in life? Society does it. Bad things happen and all of a sudden people are praying. Did you know that if you want to have peace in the midst of the storm, it It's important to have peace before the storm comes, and that we have made space for Jesus in our lives every single day, where it is a priority. Do we do that? Do we really do that even as professed Christians? Or do we get caught up with so many of the things in life that pulls on our mind and our attention and our eyes and our ears and the responsibilities of life and all of those things that can intoxicate us? Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all of those that dwell on the face of the whole earth. And that includes us. Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time you become overcharged, intoxicated with so many of the things of this life that we squeeze and we crowd out Jesus. And when we crowd out Jesus, we crowd out peace. In Philippians 4 and 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding." Wouldn't you like to have that on hand? The peace of God, which passes all understanding of things temporal, passes all understanding of what we can wrap our minds around that seem to make sense. If these things take place, then it makes sense that I will have peace in my life. And yet, when we get a hold of God, all of the things that the world would say would have to be in place to have peace, all of a sudden, doesn't apply anymore. Because God has a peace for us that passes understanding, that rises above the wind and the waves and the storm and the troubled spots of life. Don't you want that? Don't you want it to be something more than just words that you're acquainted with, that you hear preached? Well, I know that's Bible. Well, yeah, that's what the Scripture says, and that would be really nice, but then there's real life. You ever been there? And we resign ourselves to living a life where we really don't have the kind of peace that maybe at one time in life we hear about in the gospel, and we get excited and we feel like maybe there is something, maybe there is a peace, maybe there's a fulfillment that I've been searching for, and I finally found it. And then you live a life for a little while, and then you look around and you find that I'm not at peace. And yet I'm trying to live for the Lord, but I'm not at peace. Is it real or is it not real? Does it apply or does it not apply? Is it for everybody else and just not me? Am I one of God's or am I not one of God's? Is it just words on a page? Or can it be something that's realized in my life? Peace that passeth all understanding. This verse says that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, listen to what it says, shall keep your hearts. And it just hit me so strong this week. You could put a period right there to get a better understanding of the verse, and then start another sentence if you'd like. And the peace of God, the peace of God from above, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts. period. It is the peace of God which will be the strength for your heart. It is the peace of God which will hold up and will establish your going in a good way. It's the peace of God that does that. Nothing else but the peace of God shall keep secure your hearts. But then it describes the conduit by which the peace comes. Through Jesus Christ. That peace which shall keep your hearts. It didn't say that it was available from multiple places and areas. But it said that that peace that will keep your hearts comes through Jesus. It's a simple concept. But it's something it seems like we fail to internalize and to apply to our lives on a daily basis. You see, the thing is, we can't have the peace of God if we're not in the presence of God. How are you going to have the peace of God if you're not connected to Jesus Christ? Because this says that it only comes through Jesus Christ. Let's not miss the simple truths that we've heard over and over throughout the course of our lives. To experience the peace of God, we must be in the presence of God. To experience the peace of God through Jesus Christ, which is the only avenue by which it comes, we have to be connected to Jesus Christ. And yet, so many fill their house, their lives, their mind, their hearts, with so many other things. That we crowd out the path to Jesus Christ. Sometimes and often with non-sinful activities. You see, it goes beyond, well, is that sin? Well, does the Bible say that there's anything wrong with this? Well, is there scripture and verse to say that that's wrong? No. And then we wonder why we're not at peace. You know, in the electrical field, conduits are used to house wires that carry electricity. And different size conduits are intended to only accommodate a certain number of wires and sizes. Otherwise, it gets too plugged up. And it's a recipe for trouble down the road. We have one life. We have 24 hours in a day. We only have 7 days in a week. Our minds are only able to wrap itself around so many things. And we fill that conduit up with so much that so often we crowd out Jesus Christ. And then we as Christians wonder why we're not at peace. Because we're not sinning, we say. We're not doing anything that's wrong. We're living a good lifestyle. We're living according to the law. No one can put any finger on my life and say, well, you're sinning right there in that thing. It's not right. The Bible teaches against it. I'm accepted by people. Got a good life. But I'm not at peace. Why am I not at peace? I want to end with this verse. In Revelations 3 and 21, take note of what it says. It says, behold, it's in red letters. This is Jesus talking. Behold, I stand. Behold, I, Jesus Christ, stands at your door. And I knock. And if any man hear my voice, a voice that's alive, and it's a voice that comes from a spirit that knows and cares and loves and wants to reach a human being. That is a voice that calls and stands at your door and it knocks and it said, if any man hear my voice and if you'll open the door, it said, I, meaning Jesus Christ, I will come in and I'll sit and I'll make a table and I'll break the bread of life and feed you peace from heaven. And you know what it doesn't say? You know what that verse doesn't say? That verse doesn't say, behold, the law stands at your door and knocks. I'm not talking about the police. I'm talking about the law of God, the law of Moses. I'm talking about right and wrong actions. This does not say, behold, the law stands at your door and knocks. This says, I stand at your door. I knock. It's my voice. It's not the voice of the law. It's the voice of Jesus Christ. He is offering something to us more than written words on a tablet of stone. Jesus Christ is offering to us more than a religious lifestyle. Jesus is not just a delivery person that drops off a package at your door that is an inanimate object that is not alive to then give your life to. Jesus Christ is coming by and He's knocking at our door with something more, again, than just religion. An adherence to a law. Jesus Christ is coming and He is offering us Himself. And it is only through Jesus Christ that we will find peace. We're going to have to let Jesus be an active part of our lives. Not just a lifestyle. Not just a law. Not just living so that we're accepted by other people. We're going to have to allow Jesus Christ priority room in our lives every day, where we make Him the central part of our lives. For He's the air that we breathe. He becomes our life. For He is peace. Sometimes as Christians, we get discouraged when we don't have peace and we wonder why. And I think that the answer is often more simple than what we make it out to be. Most of the time we are seeking peace in all of the wrong places. Or we have been neglectful. To deliberately and intentionally make space. Free, ample, unfettered, priority, non-competed for space for Jesus Christ. I said at the beginning of the message that it was a simple message. And it is. And it's nothing that you probably haven't heard before. But it is something that we in today's life, we can miss the most foundational part of the key to finding fulfillment and soul peace. We cannot take a detour around having a relationship with Jesus Christ on a daily basis if we want to have peace in our hearts. And the Lord, I believe, calls us and He knocks on our heart's door and He wants us to give Him space in our lives, because without Him, we're going to never find what it is that we're looking for. And that's my message this morning, that we go away this morning and we purpose in our hearts to be more deliberate, more purposeful, more intentional, to make sure that conduit, if you will, that is connected between me and Jesus Christ is open and free and connected, and that we are seeking something from God that goes beyond all of the temporal things that we search for each day, that we might be able to live our lives and raise our hands and say, by the grace of God, I'm acquainted with the peace of God which passes all understanding, and it has kept my heart through Christ Jesus. Let's start early today to find that peace, not later. Pray for me. I want to be true to the Lord. I want to make heaven my home. Amen.